All right. Hello and welcome and thanks for joining us. This is a podcast where we talk about digital marketing and MarTech through the lens of relationships. Today, I'm here very excited to be with Derek Hicks. Derek, welcome. How are you today?
Good. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. I'm stoked to have you on the show. Derek is the current director of marketing at LeanLaw. And real quick, before we go deeper into your background here, tell us real quickly just a little bit about LeanLaw.
Yeah, LeanLaw, we are creating legal billing software. So software for lawyers, timekeeping and billing software for lawyers. Our sweet spot is really solo attorneys and small firms up to 20 attorneys. And it's just kind of one of those tools that it's somewhat unsexy, but just works in the background of a company and kind of becomes a core workflow in how they operate. So the majority of our customers work out of our product all day, essentially. And they, track time to clients and matters and then send that, create an invoice based off that time, pass that over to QuickBooks Online. And so all the accounting is appropriate. And
awesome.
It's cool.
So you consider it a SaaS product, right?
Totally. 100%.
Awesome. So Derek, you're a veteran MarTech guy. I would call you a true data professional based on our past conversations. definitely familiar with the digital marketing space. Yeah, Derek knows data. So he also knows, very familiar with lots of different marketing tools that we've talked about. He knows digital marketing strategy. He's well versed in this space. So I'm really excited to dive into the topic today with you about just how can business leaders, marketing professionals, anyone really interested in growth, how can they use these tools to really have a real impact on the relationships? Before I dive into our interview questions here for you today, I also wanted to ask you just to give us a quick rundown of just kind of talk through the timeline of your career leading up to this point and just kind of, where you're at in the whole scheme of your career.
Nice. So it's funny. I just started using this tool. It's called Anchor. It's a like really lightweight, simple podcasting tool.
Showed me that. I checked it out. It's really cool.
It is cool. It's got some limitations. And some of those limitations I think are actually good limitations. Like you can only record 5-minute segments.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of actually good because it probably depends on what style of podcast you're going to have. But if you're going to do these short, like quick, insightful podcasts, it's kind of cool. But it's funny. I'm right now going through the process of just kind of telling my story, so it's fresh in my mind. My backstory, real quick. I actually started out in banking. I started out as a teller at a bank called KeyBank here in Boise, Idaho, and quickly moved on to sales and new accounts, so loans and new accounts. And then from there, I actually transitioned to the marketing world, and I worked at a local yellow book or phone book. It's called Dex Media, and I started hustling, selling advertising, and that was a tough gig, but it's kind of where I got my feet wet in the marketing world.
The real core of relationships.
Yes. Yeah. And so from there, I then left that and started my own SEO agency, search engine optimization agency. And after that, I worked at a little company called bodybuilding.com. Just tiny. Yep. Did SEO there and then kind of worked my way up. And when I left, I was the senior, it was like, I forgot my title. It was like senior digital marketing manager or something like that. Some stupid long title, but I was essentially running SEO, all of our paid marketing efforts, affiliate marketing, And the analytics, like I was kind of the go-between guy between, we had this huge BI team, business intelligence team, that owned all the data bodybuilding. And then I was interfacing with them, creating reports and dashboards for my team at bodybuilding. And after that, I transitioned to T-Sheets. It's a software as a service company. They actually just were purchased by Intuit for $340 million. Which is insane to me. So I essentially did the same thing over there, except I inherited conversion rate optimization and a couple other more like strategic roles. And then after that, I transitioned to Lean Law, which is timekeeping and billing for just law firms. And I'm running all the marketing here. So that's the timeline.
And you've also told me about a cool little project you got going on, D-Sticks. I mean, you've got the entrepreneurial thing going on too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yep. So last year, right before I transitioned to Lean Law, I actually started two companies last year. The first one is a partnership with a buddy of mine. He's selling binoculars on Amazon. And so I basically became the exclusive Amazon retailer for his company. That's called Upland Optics. Cool little company, growing like crazy. I'm going to help those guys out a lot more this year. And then in October, I launched a company called D-Sticks, which is a drumstick subscription company. So drummers break sticks all the time. And I thought, well, why don't they just get them shipped to them every month, kind of like Dollar Shave Club? And so we launched in October, and so far that's gone well. We've got still a lot to learn, a lot to build. It's totally bootstrapped, and you know, we're just kind of working through it and figuring it out as we go.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. It's cool.
It's very cool. I've checked it out, and I know quite a few drummers that, I mean, they're going to be so excited about the concept. So. Very cool. And yeah, like I said, geez, a veteran, tons of great experience. So excited to be talking with you today. So let's dive into it. I want to start a new tradition here. And first things first, before we really dive into the questions related to relationships and digital marketing, can you run us through your current marketing stack real quick? Just like, you don't have to go in detail, but I'd love to just give everyone a chance to hear what your current stack looks like.
Yep. So right now our base layer is a tool called Segment. You can think of it as a data pipeline tool. So the thought is you can integrate with Segment and then plug all your other analytic tools into this data pipeline. The nice thing about that is you don't have to, you know, install all these tools individually. You can just do this one big installation project once and then plug the tools into it. So Segment's the base layer. We're using, of course, Google Analytics, Mixpanel, and Amplitude. I'm kind of leaning more on Amplitude lately. I really like their dashboards. Just really easy to use. And then that's all like analytics stuff. One last one, Tableau. It's a desktop tool. So Tableau is it's really just a fancy data visualization tool. So there's that. Hotjar is a tool I use a lot.
Nice.
We use HubSpot for sales. Trying to think what else. Got a bunch of other ones. Intercom, it's a chat and messaging platform, essentially. WordPress, our site's built on WordPress, the marketing website at least. Those are the big ones.
Nice, that's awesome. It's fun. We get to share at ZoomShift. We share Segment too. We love the tool too, and it's definitely our main pipeline. We also share a couple others with you, so that's awesome.
Cool.
It's always fun to see see behind the scenes and actually get a look at someone's stack. So thanks for giving us that rundown. So actually, out of all the tools that you, let's say that you are using or that you have even used in the past, I'd like to know, what's one of your favorites that you've used, you know, in a way to improve the way your marketing impacts relationships with customers or prospects?
Yeah. That's an interesting way to think about it. So I would say Hotjar has probably had the biggest impact.
Hotjar, we got a winner. Yep. Why would you say Hotjar?
That or Intercom, that's a tough call between those two. The reason I said Hotjar is, so I have spent, I have no idea how many hours watching videos of people interacting with our website and trying to like digest the user experience they're getting. And I've made so many changes to our site based on watching those videos, right? And that has a direct impact on the relationship we have and how well they're able to, you know, navigate our site. And then
that's so cool.
Yeah. And then Intercom, obviously, that the whole purpose is relationships. It's all communicating, right? So it's a tough call between those two.
That's awesome. I can totally relate to the Hotjar thing. We've used Hotjar heavily in the past, and it is just, you're so right. It's really like having a conversation with those users by those real, you know, recordings of how they're interacting with the content and your site. It's just amazing.
I tell you what, like if you watch 100 people using your website for 30 seconds or more, the insights you're going to get from that, it's just through the roof. It's actually relatively fast compared to the insights you're going to get from tools like Amplitude or Mixpanel or whatever. Like those serve their own purpose, and there's a time and a place for those tools. Or Tableau, for example, that's a heavy data visualization tool. They serve their purpose, but man, combining the insights you get from those tools with what you get from Hotjar is it's pretty incredible what you can do to improve the user experience.
I also say Intercom, our current company ZoomShift, like we could not, it is like probably the most core tool for our relationships with our, you know, just daily conversations with, it's huge. Such
a great tool. I agree. Yep.
Great chat tool. So how, let me ask you this, in the past or in your current roles, I'm curious how you've leveraged data and just MarTech in general at your company to spark new relationships.
So the first thing that came to my mind is A/B testing. We test a lot of things. And so, you know, we'll come up with a hypothesis like, this ad will perform better than this one. And then we'll run them both at the same time with the same audience and, you know, see which one gets the most engagement. So obviously by picking the winning one, we're able to increase conversion rates, which increases how many customers we get, increases the relationships we get. So that's kind of the first place my mind went to. The other thing I would say is, in a broader sense, you know, looking at your analytics and what channels are driving traffic, I mean, that tells you where the people are and where they're coming from. And, you know, you can double down on those channels and broaden your relationships via those channels, right? So, you know, I think data is just representation of people doing things, right? That's really all it is. And
pieces of conversations.
Yeah, exactly. Or activities and events, you know? And so in the end, it's all about people. It's all about your customers and understanding what their needs are and how to best communicate with them and add value to them. And so all these tools and this data flow through Segment, it's just all a representation of people.
And, I love that.
Yeah.
But real quick, what's your favorite A/B tool right now? Or even what tool has your favorite A/B features baked into? That works too.
Yeah. Well, Facebook has some pretty simple A/B testing functionality, which is nice. Same with Google Analytics, Google AdWords. We use, I'm spacing. It's not Optimizely. It's VWO. I forgot about nice. That. We use VWO for A/B testing on our website and nice. Actually in our product as well. And then Intercom has some really simple A/B testing tools, which I use constantly.
Yeah, know, they,
which,
they do
which message works better. And like just this week, last week I turned on an A/B test and one message had the click-through rate was like 150% higher than the other one. So it's like, of course we're going to run the other one. And the other one was the one we kind of were skeptical would work. So I'm glad we tested it because we wouldn't have used that one.
Yeah.
So it's just funny how that works.
Good test you ran.
Yep. Yep. So we test everything we possibly can. It's all a lab to me. Like that's how we think about it. We're just experimenting constantly. And if you don't structure your experiment well in some kind of A/B test, you never truly really know what's working or what isn't, unless it's a massive difference, you know.
I love that. I love relating that to, I mean, just everyday relationships. If you are always doing the same thing with all of your conversations, all the people in your life, you're going to keep getting the same results, you know. Mm-hmm. If you never change it up, you won't ever grow. And yeah, that's awesome. Well, how about, so that was new relationships. Let me bring it further on down the customer journey and talk more about how you've used data and MarTech to nurture or like strengthen existing relationships that you make once you've made a spark.
Well, a really obvious one is Net Promoter Score surveys.
Okay.
You know, that really tells you the current health of a relationship with a customer. I can't remember the tool that our CTO set up in our product. It's a tool that integrates with Segment.
Well, we can add it. I'll add it in the notes in the post.
Okay, cool. And, you know, I mean, that's if you have a Net Promoter Score survey running constantly, you just kind of have this finger on the pulse of your relationships with your customer and how that's going. So I think the current tool we're using, it does a survey like every 6 months.
Okay.
And so, you know, we can quickly find out if a relationship is strained and why. Obviously, Intercom is kind of more acute, where if they run into a problem, they can immediately chat with us and get answers. And, you know, but in terms of using data, you know, another thing we look at is like, how often are people, how sticky is our product? Do they use it and come back and use it again? That's another data point that kind of is representative of your relationship with that customer and how well it's doing.
Yeah.
So obviously if you have a really sticky product and they use it, that's a good indicator that things are good with that customer. If not, then, you know, you got something you need to work on.
That's awesome. Okay, how about let's talk a little bit. Let's get personal here. I want you to actually talk about personal relationships you've had in your career. We've even had great conversations about this in the past, and I'm interested to hear just a little bit more about tell us how your personal interpersonal relationships have had an impact on your digital marketing career.
Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is kind of an obvious one. So the job that I got here at LeanLaw came from a connection I had at through Boise Venture College. I went through that program, and it's just almost like a startup incubator, essentially. Yeah. And I met some people through there, and one of those guys was a developer at LeanLaw, and they just put the product out, launched it, and they started to talk about, well, we need some marketing help, and of course I was the first person that this guy thought of. So his name's Zach Richardson, and he reached out. I got connected to the executive team here, had a bunch of conversations with them, and then they brought me in as one of the executives for the team. So that was all because of relationships, for sure. And then obviously some of the relationships I've had in the past have had major influences on me in terms of what I was learning. So one of my bosses back at bodybuilding was an incredible data-driven executive. And I was able to learn so much from him. And, you know, that I wouldn't have had that opportunity had I not been on his team, you know. And so that those relationships are absolutely vital, critical.
Absolutely. You got to love the ones that lead you to learning. I mean, yeah, it's just such a huge impact. That's awesome. Well, cool. How about any advice that you offer up when it comes to creating and maintaining those relationships as a digital marketer, in order to just, I mean, progress personally or professionally?
Yep. So, read How to Win Friends and Influence People. That book has had a profound impact on my life. Incredible book. And if people don't like you, then you're toast. Like, you have to get people to like you, at least on some level, you know, or respect you. But if they don't like you, you're toast. You know, like we brought in this when I was at bodybuilding, we brought in a new VP of marketing, and the whole marketing team was reporting to this guy. And he was awful. He was just an awful person. You know, I think he had maybe some good experience in his career, and he had done some things, but everyone hated him, just totally despised him. And so he lasted 3 months in that role, and they fired him because it was so bad. And we had people leaving within 3 months, like it was that bad. And, you know, I don't know what the heck he's doing now, but I'm sure it's not great. And I'm sure he's pissing people off as he goes. So, you know, that's my advice. Learn how to work with people. As a marketer, like if you can, the better you can understand people, the better your marketing is going to be. You know, as marketers, we're storytellers, we're communicators. Whether we want to be or not, that's what we do.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you hear about empathy, you know, when it comes to what we do?
Yeah. Empathy, I think, is one of the most underrated skills in marketing. And if you can be empathetic and you can understand and think about your customers and the relationships they have with you and your company, and the problems they're trying to solve, that's going to take you so far in your marketing efforts. One other book I would point out is it's actually a new one on my list. It quickly went to the top of my list, but it's called Never Split the Difference, and it's about negotiating. It's a fantastic book. It's written by one of the lead FBI negotiators. So this is the kind of guy that's like dealt with hostage situations in bank robberies or terrorist organizations that captured somebody and they're going to kill them. And so for him, he can't split the difference. Like he has to win that negotiation. Literally somebody would die if he didn't. And so this whole book is about, you know, how to negotiate with people, which is really critical. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. Here's the last like digital marketing related question I have for you today. When you look at the current state of just our space and the profession of digital marketing and growth and anything in that realm, what would you say is one of the most common improvement areas that marketers, you know, in order to improve how effective they are at sparking and building relationships, what's the biggest improvement area that you see right now? What's that common thread that people are getting wrong?
Oh man, we could have a whole podcast on this.
I know.
I'm totally serious. I think about this all the time. It's marketing strategy.
Okay.
Everybody out there, I see it constantly. All they are talking about is marketing tactics and channels. Nobody is talking about marketing strategy. They don't even know what it is. Marketing strategy is about really understanding who your customer segments are and what value they are seeking. And I mean, I have these frameworks I use to come up with my marketing strategies that I'm employing. It'd be too much probably for this call. I think we're coming up on 30 minutes here. There's just no marketing strategy as far as I can tell. I think some of the big companies out there they understand this stuff. But yeah, like everybody, all these marketers are just, you know, they've got a hammer and they're going to run around and try to find nails. And, you know, you've heard that term or that.
Absolutely.
That before.
I can really relate to that. I've seen it as well. And well, hey, you said it. I'll be looking for that podcast, Derek. Maybe on Anchor, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I'd be so into that. I could not agree more. That's great insight.
Yeah.
This is my tradition. Last question in 30 seconds or less. Tell us which single relationship in your life has had the biggest impact on your career thus far and why?
My wife, you know, just her belief in me, gave me confidence to pursue the things that I'm pursuing. And without that, there's no way I would be this far along in my career. So absolutely my wife.
That's awesome. Hey, maybe you might want to show her this Valentine's Day coming up or something.
Maybe.
It'd be a good move. Hey, it's been an absolute pleasure, Derek. Thanks for the time. Thanks for your knowledge. I hope we can grab coffee again here soon.
Let's do it for sure.
All right, man. Talk soon.
Thanks.